The Alaska Music Spotlight on KMBA is sponsored by The Taproot in Spinard, bringing to Anchorage live music from Alaskan artists and nationally touring bands. See their weekly live music calendar at taprootalaska.com.
In the harbor. I've seen them gliding in between the boats, mooring in negative space to long disintegrated buoys. Tickle in my throat lets me know that they're here. A cough, a simple summons that draws me outside and nearer to their presence. Their hunting is of a different sort, though. No clanging, no banging, no sheets. Just enough of an atmospheric interference that my thoughts go to that place alone. Infiltrated my atmosphere. You commandeered all my secret spots. The most distant ridge lines, the secluded groves, even that patch of sand on the lake's bottom where I'd rest my belly and listen to the chains of the anchors ringing. I couldn't equate you with ugliness even if I tried. Yet tonight, the ghosts remind me that even that day will come sometime.
Hardest working band in town? Well, they're one of the top five, that's for certain.
Did you think I didn't?
Hang on a second there, Melissa. We got the Super Saturated Sugar Strings working hard with their song called Haunted, and they are one of our feature bands at Salmon Fest this year. That's exciting. You've tuned into the Alaska Music Spotlight. It's our artists on the radio every Friday at 5:30. Today, a Salmon Fest special. Super Saturated Sugar Strings taking the stage. Hope Social Club's taking the stage this year, as well as the Blackwater Railroad Company. And those three bands have done nothing but work incredibly hard over the last 2 years. New recordings, playing as many shows as they can. Now you get to see them on the big stage. And that big stage has been set by an Alaskan. Now, Jim Stearns grew up in San Francisco, spent years as the owner-operator of Avery Ranch in the Sierra Nevada mountains. He was the head of the backstage hospitality for the Grateful Dead and Bill Graham Presents for 8 years, and he is the organizer and originator of Salmon Fest, and Jim Stearns is down in Homer and joining us on the phone. You there, Jim?
I'm here, enjoying a beautiful day in Homer.
Oh, it's beautiful there too, huh?
Oh, yes, it is. Usually is.
You know, the weather has changed just a little bit. The light has changed just a little bit, and you can kind of feel it, and it feels to me like the weather you want to have when you head down south to the Kenai Peninsula.
Yeah, we've been really had some beautiful weather. And as you well know, being Alaskan, and I've learned over the 7 years I've been here, they say wait 5 minutes or drive 5 miles. Boy, it's really true.
Well, it's crisp right now. The air is turned towards Salmon Fest kind of weather. So let's talk about Salmon Fest, the annual event in Nanilchik happening this year, August 5th through the 7th. It is still at the Nanilchik State Fairgrounds. When did you get this started? Let's just do a little refresher and catch people up who might not know.
Well, I got hired by Renewable Resources Foundation in 2011 to produce the very first salmon stock. And, of course, I went right to the well with my connections to the Grateful Dead and brought up Bill Kreutzmann and the Seven Walkers as kind of the anchor band for that very first festival. And it turned out, you know, it was a relatively small crowd, but it was a great weekend. Everybody had a blast. And then we came back again, you know, went back right at it again the next year and the next year and the next year. We did 4 years of salmon stock. And then our Renewable Resources Foundation, which was primarily focused on the Pebble Mine battle, decided to kind of go into kind of a hiatus or kind of downshift a few years and decided they weren't going to be running the festival anymore. So we tried to work out a transformation that they wanted to just put salmon stock on the coal on storage. And so I work with organizations down here, Cook Inlet Keeper and Kachemak Bay Conservation Society. And so I got us wound in myself in with them, and they took over the stewardship of the event, and we changed the name to Salmon Fest and just kind of kept on right on trucking. Same thing, same concept, same crew as yourself, including being a guy that's been with us from the beginning, and all the same people, the same place, same weekend, and just kind of kept on going, and we didn't miss a beat, really.
Well, you've even picked up a beat here and there, and I'm talking specifically about the special edition that has sort of been added to the last several Salmon Fests, a little bit more of a performance dance or something that interacts with the crowd. What is this year's special event? Who is this special group that's here?
Well, we have a group called Quixotic, which is a really... It's going to provide March. If anybody was at the last year's festival, they March 4th was kind of the highlight in terms of the interactive thing. They rolled through the crowd. They had guys on stilts. They had that great marching band, and so that really became something we wanted to try to recapture. Of course, March 4th is complicated logistically to bring back every year. We will indeed have them back, but so then we decided we got hooked up with this group called Quixotic, which is one of the guys grew up in Homer, and they're based out of Kansas City. They just did an opening for the Smithsonian at the African American Museum, the $600 million African American wing at the Smithsonian. They did the grand opening for that. They travel internationally. It's a multi-sensory light dance. They do aerial stuff. They have a band. It's just a phenomenal show. They did a show down here in Homer, sold it out two nights at the Mariner Theater, and just really won everybody over. So they really wanted to come to the festival this year. So we're working really hard to create a whole new production. It's a massive production in terms of we're building a way bigger stage over in the River Stage area. We got a whole light composition. We got rigging that's 20 feet high for people to do aerial stuff. It's going to be closing the night Saturday night. So we're looking forward to that. It's a multi-sensory, really great performance. It's one of those, it's hard to describe until you see it. And we also have another element. We're doing a thing that's kind of, we have a whole bunch of people working on a gigantic salmon. We're going to call it, it's called King Sam. It's a 20-foot long salmon. It's going to lead a salmon parade. We're going to have that running through the festival with a whole bunch of people. And I don't even want to get into too much description. It's going to be a lot of fun, though. We got a whole team of people working on that. We've rented a space down here. We have a team of people building this stuff, and it's going to be kind of a Grateful Dead Chinese New Year's type of thing that we used to do with the dead.
That's one of the nice things about Salmon Fest is there is more than music. There is something to do throughout the day. You can hang out for 3 days in Nanilchik this year. It is going to be August 5th through the 7th. All the information is found at salmonfestalaska.org. And we'll have another Salmon Fest special on the radio here right around July 22nd to get those final details about camping and all the other tidbits that folks want to know before they head down south. So who are the headliners that you're most excited about?
Well, we've kind of become, I've kind of taken a great deal of pride in keeping this kind of women headlining thing going. It's kind of rare, and it's a very much a male industry driven industry. And so we take a great deal of pride in the fact that we've had four women headliners in a row now. We had Brandi Carlile, we had Lucinda Williams, we had Emmylou last year, and this year we got the Indigo Girls. And the Trampled by Turtles, so they're coming back. They were here 3 years ago, and they've been on a meteoric rise. So they're almost comparable to the Indigo Girls in terms of their scope and reach. So that's a great 1-2 punch. And then the Wood Brothers, of course, are bringing, they have a cult following like nobody ever seen. The passion for the Wood Brothers is really interesting. It's really phenomenal. And then, of course, Quixotic. But in line with the we also have a whole, I just realized today we have virtually an entire female team of people, besides myself, the entire administrative staff is female. So it's a very much, we have a real strong woman influence in this thing. I think that's really great in a male-driven industry, and we're really proud of that.
I think it's so nice that it came together basically organically as well.
Yes, and that's exactly what makes it really special.
Yeah, it just came to be, and it's something worth noting and worth continuing. So I appreciate that, and we'll see you down there at Salmon Fest this year. The local aspect of Salmon Fest has been huge to the local music industry. I think local bands have improved because there is a big stage to shoot for, something to want to get towards, and we've got some of the best locals this year, including Super Saturated Sugar Strings, who are always a crowd favorite, Hope Social Club, they've ramped it up to a whole new level. I think people will be really impressed with how much better they have gotten. And I like to see the return of Matt Hopper and the Roman Candles, and I'm glad to see you guys supporting so much local music.
Yeah, that's a big component. We'd love to be able to, of course, our budget is, a lot of our top headlines take up a huge amount of money. So we don't have a ton of money to put in the Alaska bands. We try to treat them really well. We pay them as well as we can, and we give them, like you say, a big stage. They sell a lot of CDs. They get known throughout the state, and we book about 40 Alaska bands. We get about 150 applications, so only about 1 in 4 get picked, and that's another unfortunate thing because I know a lot of people apply and don't get picked, and it's disappointing, and we really have. We're disappointed that we can't bring everybody down, but we do as best as we can to try to really promote the Alaska scene. And another thing we do, and this is something that some of my people say we shouldn't be doing it, we allow a lot of our bands that we book to go ahead and play other places throughout the state. Basically, we're paying the freight for the bands to come up here, and then they book other gigs for much cheaper up in Denali or at Taproot or other places up down the, peninsula. So, people like Young Dubliners and Brothers Comatose and these bands that are truly pretty significant lower 48 acts, we allow them the latitude to go and help other places play and help promote music in other parts of the state. So we take a little bit of pride in that as well.
Well, Alaska is one big town.
Yes.
So they're really just playing one place when they come on up.
Exactly.
And the folks that are benefiting from Salmon Fest, the folks that really support it, Cook Inlet Keeper, Kachemak Bay Conservation Society, these folks are really supportive because it is about protecting this very important resource. It's about the fish.
It's about the fish. It really is. It's about the fish and the fish habitat, which spills over into preservation of the waters and the rivers, and Cook Inlet Keeper has been on the peninsula. I don't think anybody even comes close to rivaling Cook Inlet Keeper in terms of the efforts they've made over the years. And Kachemak Bay Conservation Society has been the second longest standing conservation organization in the state. We were incorporated in 1981, and so we do a lot now. That Cook Inlet Keeper is providing. We're going to have a big a whole new component on the educational front, too. It's going to be much more interactive, much more dynamic, much more compelling. We had kind of didn't, the first year last year, we didn't do really, really super well with that because we were so, preoccupied with getting the festival transferred from Salmon Stock to Salmon Fest.
Right.
But this year, we're really going to bring that back to the forefront. For those that are so inclined, we're not going to ram it down anybody's throat, but it's going to be there for those that are so inclined to really engage and really get up to speed on a lot of issues in a really interactive, interesting manner. And really, they're cooking the keeper is taking the lead on that. They're working really hard on that.
Well, I think we hit all the right notes because I'm kind of excited right now to get down there as well. So we're all looking forward to it, and I appreciate you taking the time out to join us on the phones. Thanks, Jim.
Can I say one more quick thing?
You bet.
Okay, well, I just want to say, I know as the summer moves on, people go, well, I wish we'd gone camping. I wish we'd gone to a music event. I wish we'd gone and seen our family and friends. Guess what? All three of them are available in one weekend on August 5th through 7th. Family and friends, great music festival, and a great camping experience if you want it.
Indeed, it's a good reason to get out of the house, and all you got to do is get the information online at salmonfestalaska.org.
Had by all. Yeah.
We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Jim.
All right. Thanks, Lauren. Appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you later.
Bye-bye.
As Jim Stearns from Homer talking about Salmon Fest, August 5th through the 7th this year, KMBA and Ketchumak Bay Conservation Society and Cook and LaKeep are sponsors of this year's festival once again. We got the World Cafe up next at 6 o'clock and a great Friday night lineup of volunteer-hosted programming. It's public radio. Thank you for the support. This is the Alaska Music Spotlight, and we promised some music from some of the local headliners at this year's Salmon Fest event, but let me run down a few other local bands you're going to hear from. You've got the Dirty Hands, you've got Modern Savage, Last Train, Big Fat Buddha, Super Frequency, Emma Hill, Hannah Yoder Band, Unfaithful Lovers, Ghost Hands, Conway CV Band, Charlotte Severin, The High Pets. They are all and more playing Salmon Fest, and boy, the locals, when we come together, it's all about friends. Melissa Mitchell and the Hope Social Club can't wait to hear their new record. It's coming out soon, but you can catch them at Salmon Fest this year. Here's Melissa Mitchell on KMBA, where local music matters.
Did you think I didn't notice you giving me that smile, telling me how much you love me, over lying all the while? Did you think I was stupid? No, I played this game before, but it only hurt me and the ones I love, and I won't do it anymore, 'cause that's not what friends do. No, that's not what my friends do. It's not what my friends do. And I wouldn't do that to you. Think of all the years we spent, and our families grew together. We made it through some changes, some rough and stormy weather, and we felt all the heartache, and we stuck up for each other, admitted to mistakes we've made, and when we cried, we held each other, 'cause that's what friends do. Yeah, that's what my friends do. That's what my friends do. And I would do that. Yeah, that's what my friends do. Yeah, that's what my friends do. And I would do that for you. Oh, oh, oh. And it doesn't matter how many tears I've cried, or how many times some photographs, and oh, how I laughed, us and our crazy days. You know something's never changed, and I don't know where you've been, and I don't know what you've done, but if you ever need me, you just call my name. Yeah.
her face in a casino. She was there to see a friend. Didn't have no rhyme or reason. No, no, just a smile and off she went. She was there to play the keys. Saddle up to a great piano. Dancing, your heart will go on prancing through the yard. My sick girl, where you go? Down to the pool. Where you been all my life? Oh no, she's just there playing pool. Oh no, I think I'm dead.
All the great shows on KMBA, go online to kmba.org. Thank you for your membership support of 90.3 KMBA. Music matters.
Support for KMBA provided by Crossroads Productions, specializing in sound and lighting and AV services for concerts, corporate and private parties, theatrical shows, nonprofit fundraisers for large and small events. Learn more at 227-4484. And by Great Originals, a full-service digital printer featuring the DocuColor 233 Offset Press, providing four-color process true-color printing, located at 360 East International Airport Road. Information available at
561-8922.
Yawida. Doyinta. Jamai. Goyana ni chuganilutin.
You're listening to KNBA Anchorage 90.3 FM.